Ferrago retrieved his knife, waggling it under Klitsch's nose.
It's not important what a wet behind the ears weasel like you thinks, my son. I'm your old daddy, Ferrago the assassin, and only what I think counts around here. Tell him, you captains, won't life be easier once the badger and his hares are dead from Farron's poison, and we're lords of the mountain? Surely that's worth the lives of a few rag-tailed scavengers.
Badtooth, the other stoat, nodded.
The master's right, Klitsch. If Farron does the job proper, then it was a good plan.
Without another word, Klitsch jumped up and stalked off in high bad mood. Ferrago winked at the four captains.
It's a sad thing being young and thinking you're clever like that. No one can outthink the old master. Remember that if he ever starts talking to you behind my back, I'll let him live because he's my son. But anyone who plots with him, I'll kill stone dead. After skinning them alive, of course. Now, the next move. If Farron shows up and says they're all poisoned inside the mountain, we'll hack a way in and take over the place.
Crabeyes, the rat captain, held up a paw respectfully.
But he should have been well out of there by now, master. What happens if he doesn't show up?
Ferrago sheathed his knife and winked at Crabeyes.
That means he's still inside there. Oh, don't worry. Farron has never let me down. He'll poison them all, make no mistake. But then I've become worried over Mr. Farron of late. Maybe he's getting greedy and wants all the badger's treasure for himself.
Badger's treasure?
Crabeyes sounded surprised. Ferrago patted his back and smiled broadly.
Badger's treasure, friends. Didn't I tell you? That's why I made you captains. It will be too much for one. I need four good, loyal comrades to share the treasure with. You four. Keep it to yourselves, though. Don't tell the others. When we take Salamandastron, I'll make you rich beyond your dreams. We'll be five kings together.
The assassin watched the joyous greed shining from all four faces. He had them hooked. His tone dropped slightly.
There's just one thing, however. Farron wants all the treasure for himself. The poisoner has got to be removed.
Greed turned to apprehension on the captain's faces, but Ferrago had them like clay in his paws.
Have you ever seen the treasure of the Badger Lords? I know for a fact that the center of that mountain is packed with gold, silver, jewels, armor, swords, encrusted shields, and all manner of wonderful weapons. Just think, if you owned a fifth part of all that, every creature in the land would be bowing their heads and fighting to kiss your footpaws. Once the badger and his hares are dead, all that stands in our way is the greedy one, Farron. Now I think that between five warriors like ourselves, we could manage to slip a dagger in his ribs while we're congratulating him on a job well done. So it's either get rid of the Black Fox or back to the life of an ordinary Horde soldier.
Four paws touched that of Ferrago's.
We're with you, master!
The assassin watched them as they went back to their duties as captains of his Horde. He threw back his head, eyes reflecting the summer blue sky, as he laughed aloud.
Fools!
The body of Windpaw lay alongside that of Shorebuck. Big Oxeye gripped his javelin tightly.
Found it in the top corridor, sir. Slain by a different type of poison. The filthy scum stuck something in her neck. See the mark? Only a tiny wound, but by the swelling it looks like poison.
Earthstripe's eyes were red-rimmed from tears and wrath.
First it was young Shorebuck. I watched him during the battle. He would have made a great warrior had he lived. Now it is Windpaw, often pretending to be stern, but with a heart as soft as a summer dawn. She always took good care of my Mara. But now she's gone. Gone! And there's some dirty, low vermin going to pay for this. I promise you!
A party of long patrol hares carried the bodies down to the lower caves, where they could lie until such times as proper burial could be given on the shoreline, where tide meets land.